Book of 2 Kings chapter 1.
1. And Moab rebuilt against Israel after the death of Ahab. 2. And Ahaziah fell through the lattice work in his upper room in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers and said to them, Go, ask of Baal-zebub the god of Ekron if I will recover from this sickness. 3. And the messenger of Yahweh spoke to Elijah the Tishbite, Rise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, Is it because there is not an Elohim in Israel that you are going to ask of Baal-zebub the god of Ekron? 4. And so Yahweh says this, You shall not come down from the bed on which you have gone up, but dying you shall die. And Elijah departed. 5. And the messengers returned to him. And he said to them, What is this, that you have turned back? 6. And they said to him, A man came up to meet us, and said to us, Go, return to the king who sent you. And you shall say to him, So says Yahweh, Is it because there is not an Elohim in Israel that you are sending to ask of Baal-zebub the god of Ekron? Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed on which you have gone up, for surely you shall die. 7. And he said to them, What was the fashion of the man who came up to meet you and spoke these words to you? 8. And they said to him, A hairy man, and a girdle of leather was girded about his loins. And he said, He is Elijah the Tishbite. 9. And the king sent to him the commander of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him. And behold, he was sitting on the top of the hill. And he spoke to him, O man of Elohim, the king has said, Come down. 10. And Elijah answered and said to the commander of 50, And if I am a man of Elohim, fire will come down from the heavens and consume you and your 50. And fire came down from the heavens and consumed him and his 50. 11. And he turned and sent another commander of 50 and his 50 to him. And he answered and said to him, O man of Elohim, so says the king, Hurry, come down. 12. And Elijah answered and said to them, If I am a man of Elohim, fire will come down from the heavens and will consume you and your 50. And fire from Elohim came down from the heavens and consumed him and his 50. 13. And he turned and sent a third commander of 50 and his 50. And the third commander of 50 went up, and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and begged him, and said to him, O man of Elohim, please let my life and the life of your servants, these 50, be precious in your eyes. 14. Behold, fire has come down from the heavens and has consumed the two commanders of the former 50s and their 50s. And now let my life be precious in your eyes. 15. And the messenger of Yahweh spoke to Elijah, Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him. And he rose up and went down with him to the king. 16. And he said to the king, So says Yahweh, because you have sent messengers to ask of Baal-zebub the god of Ekron, is it because there is not an Elohim in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed on which you have gone up, for surely you shall die. 17. And he died, according to the word of Yahweh that Elijah spoke. And Jehoram reigned in his place, in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, for he had no son. 18. And the rest of the acts of Ahaziah that he did, are they not written in the book of the matters of the days of the kings of Israel?
Chapter 2.
1. And it happened, when Yahweh was to cause Elijah to go up to the skies in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha went from Gilgal. 2. And Elijah said to Elisha, Please stay here, for Yahweh has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said, As Yahweh lives, and your soul lives, I will not leave you. And they went down to Bethel. 3. And the sons of the prophets in Bethel came out to Elisha, and said to him, Do you know that today Yahweh will take your master from over your head? And he said, Yes, I know. Keep silent. 4. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here, for Yahweh has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As Yahweh lives, and your soul lives, I will not leave you. And they came into Jericho. 5. And the sons of the prophets in Jericho came near to Elisha, and said to him, Do you know that today Yahweh will take away your master from over your head? And he said, Yes, I know. Keep silent. 6. And Elijah said to him, Please stay here, for Yahweh has sent me to the Jordan. And he said, As Yahweh lives, and your soul lives, I will not leave you. And they went on, both of them. 7, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went on and stood afar off, across from them. And they both stood by the Jordan. 8, and Elijah took his mantle, and rolled it up, and struck the waters. And they were divided here and there, so that they both went over on dry ground. 9, and it happened, when they were crossing, Elijah said to Elisha, Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, Then let there now be a double mouth of your spirit on me. 10, and he said, You have asked a hard thing. If you shall see me taken from you, it shall be so to you. And if not, it shall not be. 11, and it happened, as they were going on and speaking, behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire came. And they separated between them both, and Elijah went up in a whirlwind to the skies. 12, and Elisha was watching, and he was crying, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. And he did not see him again. And he took hold on his garments and tore them into two pieces. 13, and he lifted up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, and turned back and stood on the lip of the Jordan. 14, and he took Elijah's mantle that had fallen from him, and struck the waters, and said, Where's Yahweh the Elohim of Elijah, even he? And he struck the waters, and they were split in two here and there, and Elisha crossed over. 15, and when they saw him, the sons of the prophets across in Jericho, then they said, The spirit of Elijah has rested on Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed to the earth to him. 16, and they said to him, Behold, now, there are with your servants 50 men, mighty sons. Please let them go, and they shall seek your master, lest the spirit of Yahweh has taken him up and has cast him on one of the mountains, or into one of the valleys. And he said, You shall not send. 17, and they urged him until he was ashamed. And he said, Send. And they sent 50 men, and they sought 3 days and did not find him. 18, and they returned to him, and he was staying in Jericho. And he said to them, Did I not say to you, Do not go? 19, and the men of the city said to Elisha, Behold, now, the sight of the city is good, as my master sees, but the waters are bad, and the ground causes barrenness. 20, and he said, Bring a new dish to me, and put salt there. And they took it to him. 21, and he went out to the source of the waters and threw salt there, and said, So says Yahweh, I have given healing to these waters, there shall not be death and barrenness there anymore. 22, and the waters were healed to this day, according to the word of Elisha that he spoke. 23, and he went up from there to Bethel. And he was going up in the highway. And little boys came out from the city and mocked him, and said to him, Go up, bald head! Go up, bald head! 24, and he turned behind him and saw them, and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And two bears came out of the forest and tore 42 boys of them. 25, and he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria.
Chapter 3.
1. And Jehoram the son of Ahab reigned over Israel in Samaria, in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, and he reigned 12 years. 2. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, only not like his father and his mother. 4. He put away the pillar of Baal that his father had made. 3. But he clung to the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He did not turn aside from it. 4. And Mesha the king of Moab was a sheep breeder. And he paid 100,000 lambs to the king of Israel and 100,000 rams with wool. 5. And it happened when Ahab died, the king of Moab rebuilt against the king of Israel. 6. And King Jehoram went out in the day from Samaria, and called up all Israel. 7. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as you, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. 8. And he said, Which way shall we go up? And he answered, The way through the wilderness of Edom. 9. And the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. and they made a circuit of 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the army, and for the livestock that were at their feet. 10. And the king of Israel said, Alas, that Yahweh has called these three kings to deliver them into the hand of Moab. 11. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of Yahweh, that we may inquire of Yahweh by him? And one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, Here is Elisha the son of Shaphat, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. 12. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of Yahweh is with him. And the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, and the king of Edom went down to him. 13. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, What have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father, and to the prophets of your mother. And the king of Israel said to him, No, for Yahweh has called these three kings in order to give them into the hand of Moab. 14. And Elisha said, As Yahweh of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, if I did not regard the face of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah I would not look toward you, nor see you. 15. And now, bring a minstrel to me. And it happened when the minstrel played, the hand of Yahweh was on him. 16. And he said, So says Yahweh, make this valley full of ditches. 17. For so says Yahweh, you shall not see wind nor shall you see rain. Yet that stream bed shall be filled with water, so that you may drink, both you and your livestock, and your animals. 18. But this is a life thing in the eyes of Yahweh, he also has given Moab into your hand. 19. And you shall strike every fortified city, and every choice city. And you shall fell every good tree, and you shall stop all the fountains of water. And every good piece you shall ruin with stones. 20. And it happened in the morning, when the food offering was caused to go up, behold, water came by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. 21. And all Moab had heard that the kings had come up to fight against them. And they were called together, everyone able to gird on a girdle, and upward. And they stood by the border. 22. And they rose up early in the morning. And the sun was shining on the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the opposite side as red as blood. 23. And they said, This is blood. The kings fighting have fought one another, and they each man struck his neighbor. And now to the spoil, Moab. 24. And they came to the camp of Israel. And the Israelites rose up and struck the Moabites. And they fled from before them. And striking they struck Moab. 25. And they broke down the cities, and they each man cast his stone on every good piece of land, and filled it. And they stopped every fountain of water. And they felled every good tree, until there was left only Kir-Hareseth with its stones. But the slingers surrounded it and struck it. 26. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too strong for him, then he took with him 700 men who drew swords to break through to the king of Edom. And they were not able. 27. And he took his son, the firstborn who would reign in his place and caused him to go up for a burnt offering on the wall. And there was great wrath against Israel. And they left him and returned to the land.
Chapter 4
1. And a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets had cried to Elisha, saying, My husband, your servant, is dead. And you know that your servant has seen Yahweh? And the lender has come to take my two children to himself for slaves. 2. And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me. What do you have in the house? And she said, Your handmaid has nothing in the house except a pot of oil. 3. And he said, Go, beg vessels for yourself from outside, from your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not let them be few. 4. And you shall go in and shut the door on you, and on your sons, and shall pour out into all these vessels. And you shall set aside the full ones. 5. And she left him, and shut the door on her and on her sons. They carried to her, and she poured out. 6. And it happened when the vessels were full, she said to her son, Bring another vessel to me. And he said to her, There is no other vessel, and the oil stopped. 7. And she came and told the man of Elohim. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and repay your loan. And you and your sons shall live from the rest. 8. And the day came that Elisha crossed over to Shunem. And a great woman was there. and she lay hold on him to eat bread. And it happened, as often as he passed by, he turned aside there to eat bread. 9. And she said to her husband, Behold now, I know that he is a holy man of Elohim who passes by us continually. 10. Now let us make a little walled roof room, and let us set a bed for him there, and a table, and a chair, and a lampstand. And it shall be, when he comes to us, he shall turn in there. 11. And the day came when he came in there and turned into the roof room, and lay there. 12. And he said to his young man Gehazi, Call this Shunammit. And he called her, and she stood before him. 13. And he said to him, Now say to her, Behold, you have trembled with all this care for us. What shall I do for you? Shall I speak to the king for you, or to the army commander? And she said, I live among my people. 14. And he said, What then shall I do for her? And Gehazi said, Truly there is no son to her. And her husband is old. 15. And he said, Call for her. And he called for her. And she stood at the door. 16. And he said, At this season, according to the time of life you shall embrace a son. And she said, No, my master, O man of Elohim, do not lie to your handmaid. 17. And the woman conceived and bore a son, at this season, according to the time of life that Elisha spoke of to her. 18. And the boy grew, and the day came that he went out to his father, to the reapers. 19. And he said to his father, My head! My head! And he said to the young man, Carry him to his mother. 20. And he carried him, and brought him to his mother. And he sat on her knees until noon, and died. 21. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of Elohim, and shut the door on him, and went out. 22. And she called to her husband, and said, Please send to me one of the young men, and one of the donkeys, and I shall run to the man of Elohim, and return. 23. And he said, Why are you going to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, Peace. 24. And she saddled the donkey, and said to her young man, Lead on, and go. Do not hold back riding for me except I speak to you. 25. And she went, and came to the man of Elohim, to Mount Carmel. And it happened, when the man of Elohim saw her from afar, he said to his young man Gehazi, Behold, the Shunammite. 26. Now please run to meet her, and say to her, Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the boy? And she said, Well. 27. And she came to the mountain to the man of Elohim, and lay hold on his feet. And Gehazi came near to thrust her away. But the man of Elohim said, Let her alone, for her soul is bitter in her, and Yahweh has hidden it from me, and has not told me. 28. And she said, Did I ask a son from my master? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? 29. And he said to Gehazi, Gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand, and go. When you meet a man, you shall not greet him. And when a man shall greet you, you shall not answer him. And you shall lay my staff on the face of the boy. 30. And the mother of the boy said, As Yahweh lives, and your soul lives, I will not leave you. And he rose up and went after her. 31. And Gehazi passed on before them, and laid the staff on the face of the boy. But there was no voice, and there was no hearing. And he turned back to meet him, and told him, saying, The boy has not awakened. 32. And Elisha came into the house. And, behold, the boy was dead, laid out on his bed. 33. And he went in and shut the door on both of them, and prayed to Yahweh. 34. And he went up and lay down on the boy, and put his mouth on his mouth, and his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands, and stretched himself on him. And the flesh of the boy became warm. 35. And he returned, and walked in the house, once here and once there. And he went up and stretched himself on him. And the boy sneezed 7 times, and the boy opened his eyes. 36. And he called Gehazi and said, Call this Shunammit. And he called her, and she came into him. And he said, Take up your son. 37. And she went in and fell at his feet, and bowed to the earth, and took up her son, and went out. 38. And Elisha returned to Gilgal. And the famine was in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said to his young men, Set on the big pot and boil soup for the sons of the prophets. 39. And one went out to the field to gather herbs, and found a vine of the field, and gathered gourds from it in the field. And with the lap of his garment full, he came in and shredded them into the pot of soup, for they did not know. 40. And they poured out for the men to eat. And it happened, when they were eating the soup, they cried out and said, Death is in the pot, O man of Elohim. And they were not able to eat. 41. And he said, Then bring meal. And he threw into the pot, and said, Pour out for the people and they shall eat. And there was no evil thing in the pot. 42. And a man came from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of Elohim bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and ripe ears of grain in his sack. And he said, Give to the people, and they may eat. 43. And his servant said, What? Should I set this before 100 men? And he said, Give to the people, and they shall eat. For so says Yahweh, Eat and have some left. 44. And he set before them, and they ate, and left some of it, according to the word of Yahweh.
Chapter 5.
1. And Naaman the commander of the army of the king of Syria was a great and exalted man before his master, for Yahweh had given deliverance to Syria by him. And he was a brave warrior, but leprous. 2. And the Syrians had gone out in bands, and they seized from the land of Israel a little girl. And she was before Naaman's wife. 3. And she said to her mistress, Oh that my master were before the prophet who was in Samaria! Then he would recover him from his leprosy. 4. And one went in and told his master, saying, This and this she said, The girl who is from the land of Israel. 5. And the king of Syria said, Go in, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he went and took in his hand 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 of gold, and 10 changes of garments. 6. And he came to the king of Israel with the letter, saying, And now when this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent to you my servant Naaman. And you shall remove from him his leprosy. 7. And it happened, when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his garments and said, Am I the Elohim, to kill and to keep alive, that this one is sending to me to recover a man from his leprosy? For consider now, and see, for he is seeking an occasion with me. 8. And it happened, when Elisha the man of the Elohim heard that the king of Israel had torn his garments, he sent to the king, saying, Why have you torn your garments? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. 9. And Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. 10. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go, and you shall wash 7 times in the Jordan. And your flesh shall return to you, and you shall be clean. 11. And Naaman was angry, and went on, and said, Behold, I said, He will certainly come out to me and will stand and call on the name of Yahweh his Elohim, and will wave his hand over the place, and remove the leprosy. 12. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Shall I not wash in them and be clean? And he turned and went on in fury. 13. And his servants came near and spoke to him, and said, My father, if the prophet had spoken a great thing to you, would you not do it? How much rather than when he says to you, Wash, and be clean? 14. And he went down and dipped in the Jordan 7 times, according to the word of the man of the Elohim. And his flesh returned like the flesh of a little boy, and he was clean. 15. And he went back to the man of the Elohim, he and all his company, and came in and stood before him, and said, Behold, now I know that there is not an Elohim in all the earth except in Israel. And now, please take a blessing from your servant. 16. And he said, As Yahweh lives, before whom I stand, I shall not take. And he pressed on him to take, but he refused. 17. And Naaman said, If not, please let a couple of mules burden of earth be given to your servant. For your servant shall not make any more burnt offering and sacrifice to other Elohim, only to Yahweh. 18. May Yahweh pardon your servant for this thing, when my master goes to the house of Reuben about there, and he is supported by my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Reuben, when I bow myself in the house of Reuben, may Yahweh pardon your servant in this thing. 19. And he said to him, Go in peace. And he went away a little way from him. 20. And Gehazi, the servant of Elisha the man of the Elohim, said, Behold, my master has spared this Syrian, Naaman, not to receive from his hand that which he has brought. As Yahweh lives, surely I will run after him. Then I shall take something from him. 21. And Gehazi ran after Naaman. And Naaman saw one running after him, and got down from the chariot to meet him, and said, Is there peace? 22. And he said, Peace. My master has sent me, saying, Behold this now, two young men from the hills of Ephraim have come to me, of the sons of the prophets. Please give to them a talent of silver, and two changes of garments. 23. And Naaman said, Be pleased, take two talents. And he forced these on him, and bound two talents of silver and two purses, and two changes of garments, and gave to two of his young men, and they carried before him. 24. And he came into the hill, and took them out of their hand, and put them away in the house, and sent away the men. And they went. 25. And he went in and stood by his master. And Elisha said to him, Wherefrom Gehazi? And he said, Your servant did not go here or there.
26. And he said to him, Did not my heart go out when the man turned from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to take silver, and to take garments and olives, and vineyards, and flock, and herd, and male slaves, and slave girls?
27. Yea, the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you, and to your seed forever. And he went out from him as leprous as snow.
Chapter 6.
1. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, See, now, the place where we are living with you is too narrow for us. 2. Please let us go to the Jordan, and we each one shall take a beam from there. And we shall make for ourselves a place there, to live there. And he said, Go. 3. And the one said, Please be willing, and go with your servants. And he said, I will surely go. 4. And he went with them. And they came to the Jordan, and cut down trees. 5. And it happened that one was felling the log, and the iron fell into the water. And he cried out and said, Alas, my master! For it was borrowed. 6. And the man of the Elohim said, Where did it fall? And he made him see the place. And he cut a stick and threw it in there, and made the iron float. 7. And he said, Take it up to you. And he put out his hand and took it. 8. And the king of Syria was fighting against Israel, and rose up with his servants, saying, At such and such a place shall be my camp. 9. And the man of the Elohim sent to the king of Israel, saying, Be on guard in passing by this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. 10. And the king of Israel sent to the place of which the man of the Elohim spoke to him and warned him. And he protected himself there not once nor twice. 11. And the heart of the king of Syria was enraged over this thing. And he called the servants and said to them, Will you not tell me who of us is for the king of Israel? 12. And one of his servants said, No, my master, O king, for Elisha the prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your sleeping room. 13. And he said, Go and see where he is, and I will send and seize him. And it was told him, Behold, he is in Dothan. 14. And he sent horses and chariots there, and a heavy army. And they came in by night and surrounded the city. 15. And the servant of the man of the Elohim rose up early and went out. And, behold, an army was surrounding the city, and horses and chariots. And his young man said to him, Alas, my master! What shall we do? 16. And he said, Do not fear, for those with us are more than those with them. 17. And Elisha prayed and said, I beg you, O Yahweh, open his eyes so that he may see. And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man. And he looked, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. 18. And they came down to it, and Elisha prayed to Yahweh and said, I beg you, strike this nation with blindness. and he struck them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. 19, and Elisha said to them, This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you seek. And he led them to Samaria. 20, and it happened, when they came to Samaria, Elisha said, Open the eyes of these, O Yahweh, and they will see. And Yahweh opened their eyes, and they looked, and, behold, they were in the middle of Samaria. 21, and when he saw them, the king of Israel said to Elisha, Shall I strike? Shall I strike, my father? 22, and he said, You shall not strike. Would you strike those whom you have captured with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master. 23, and he prepared a great banquet for them, and they ate and drank. And he sent them away, and they went to their master. And the companies of Syria did not come into the land of Israel any more. 24, and afterwards it happened that Ben-Hadad the king of Syria gathered all his army and went up and laid siege to Samaria. 25, and there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they were laying siege to it until the head of a donkey was at 80 silver pieces, and a fourth of a cup of dove's dung at 5 silver pieces. 26, and it happened, the king of Israel was passing by on the wall. And a woman cried to him, saying, Save, my master, O king. 27, and he said, If Yahweh does not save you, from where shall I save you? Out of the threshing floor, or out of the wine of it? 28, and the king said to her, What ails you? And she said, This woman said to me, Give your son and we will eat him today, and tomorrow we will eat my son. 29, and we boiled my son and ate him, and I said to her on the next day, Give your son, that we may eat him. But she hid her son. 30, and it happened when the king heard the words of the woman, he tore his garments. And he was passing by on the wall, and the people looked. And, behold, the sackcloth was inside on his flesh. 31, and he said, So may Elohim do to me, and more also, if the head of Elisha the son of Shaphat shall remain on him today.
32, and Elisha was sitting in his house, and the elders were sitting with him. And the king sent a man from before him. Before the messenger came to him, even he himself said to the elders, Do you see that this son of the murderer has sent to take away my head? Behold, when the messenger comes in, shut the door, and you shall hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of the feet of his master behind him?
33, while he was speaking with them, then, behold, the messenger came down to him. And he said, Behold, this is the evil from Yahweh? Why should I wait for Yahweh anymore?